Imagine your child is not doing well in school, and you desperately want to send them somewhere else. You tried transferring them to another public school, but were told there's no room. You don't have much money, you can't move, and private school is unaffordable. It's situations like these that make Robert Ruiz think Oklahoma needs a school voucher program.
The fact of the matter is that I have parents coming into my office every day, many crying, because they are desperately looking for other solutions.
Ruiz is the associate director of Choice Matters, which is one arm of a community development organization in South Oklahoma City. And he says choice is a fundamental right.
We have parents that come to us that say, you know, my child has had four different teachers this year. They have made zero progress. We need to get them in a situation where they have more stability.
With a school voucher, a parent can take some of the money the state spends educating their child, upwards of $3,000, and use it toward private school tuition. Ruiz says his organization is focused on providing this opportunity for low-income families only.
We help low-income parents because they're the parents that usually don't have choice.
Oklahoma currently has a small voucher program for kids with disabilities, and over the last few years, there's been a push in the legislature to expand it. The latest voucher proposal to gain traction is Senate Bill 560 by Senator Rob Standridge of Norman. It would allow low-income families in Tulsa, Cleveland, and Oklahoma counties to apply for an education savings account. With an ESA, parents can use the money for tutors or curriculum, things beyond just private school tuition. It's a contentious proposal, and Standridge got a lot of pushback from other legislators.
All you're doing here is taking funds away from public education. And
these are public dollars. I think the taxpayer deserves to know more about where this money's going.
I just think that this policy and this opportunity is just not the right time.
The Oklahoma State School Board Association also estimated that in its first year, the program could divert as much as $30 million away from already cash-strapped public schools. But still, Robert Ruiz supported it.
Because for these parents, they can't, you know, lose another year. They can't lose another 2 years. They can't lose 8 years.
At its core, the program would have been similar to one in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that's been running for 25 years. It targets low-income families and inner-city school districts. Howard Fuller is a former Milwaukee Public School superintendent and a supporter of the school choice program there, despite some of its flaws.
If you're intellectually honest, what you try to do is to figure out, does the upside outweigh the downside?
Fuller says there's been lots of upsides and downsides to the Milwaukee program.
To me, the upside is that low-income and working-class parents who, prior to this, have not had the ability to choose, they will now have that power.
And that's a good thing, according to Fuller. But, he says, they don't always choose the best schools.
There was this free market theory that people are only going to choose good schools. And so if there's a bad school, they're not going to choose it. Well,
that hasn't been the case. People created some really bad schools as a way to cash in on the voucher program in Milwaukee. And Fuller says, in this way, the program may have hurt some kids.
I mean, I can't act like that's not true.
Most of those underperforming schools have now closed. But Fuller doesn't think a few bad schools makes the entire program a mistake.
If a program exists and people create bad schools and people go there, that doesn't mean they shouldn't have choice. That means that we've got to do a better job of trying to make sure that people have quality schools.
Fuller says accountability is key. In Milwaukee, if a kid uses a voucher to get into a private school, they still have to take the state test. And those test scores show they don't perform any better than their peers in public schools. However, graduation rates have increased between 4 and 7% for kids who use vouchers. Overall, Fuller thinks the program has been a success.
It has. I mean, there are hundreds, maybe thousands of kids who are much better off because of the program.
As for the impact on Milwaukee public schools, some of them have shut down, but it's difficult to determine whether that's because of the voucher program. The percent of students with special needs has also increased over the years, and opponents argue vouchers have siphoned off the more involved parents. Back in Oklahoma, opponents worry a voucher program would financially cripple public schools that are already struggling, and Fuller says he understands that.
There may very well be a rationale for why this would not be workable in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma Senator Rob Standridge laid his voucher bill over for the rest of this legislative session, but will likely push forward with it next year, when there could be a whole slew of new school choice proposals to wade through. For KOSU, I'm Emily Wendler.